Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Longview Lobo Football. Eddie Richardson, Brent Taylor, Johnny Bond. We've got our main man, our technician Connor, with us tonight. Gene Morris, Mike Richardson. Crap. And we're here at Longview and Rockwall tonight, a big district game. And here for our pregame, Brent Taylor, Johnny Bond.
Well, Rockwall, 2-1 on the season. They've got enough explosive. They've got an explosive offense. Longview the same way. They're 4-0, same kind of offense. Both have outstanding quarterbacks, and this should be a good one. Rockwall won the toss. They're going to receive. Longview will kick it off from the south end of the stadium. That means Longview will get the ball to start the second half. This is the ninth game in the series. Longview has won seven. Rockwall won one, and that was in 1931 in a bi-district game.
Longview is going to go on defense first, which is going to be a little bit interesting, Brent, because they've had some injuries on the defensive line. Jaden James Rollins is out again this week, and Drew Beltran got hurt also, so he's not there. So they've been rotating. But now the guys that will be rotating in are not second-teamers, but some of them third-teamers. I would think that may play in the hands of Rockwall, because we've got to put some pressure on quarterback Jacob Clark. I mean, he's an excellent quarterback, and if you don't put some pressure on him, he's going to complete some passes.
Yeah, you got to. Third down and five at the 35. They go quickly. They're up-tempo. Third down and five. Clark, play action pass. Going to throw it up on top. Got a receiver there. Caught. Touchdown.
It's Jackson Smith, Brent. Jackson Smith is a receiver, and he pumped to the left and then came back to this size, and he got behind Robert Pierce, and they can strike early.
They can, and Longview had a shot at the ball, and they just missed the ball. Looked like he was going to knock it down. He just missed it, and it fell right in the arms of Smith, and Rockwall's on the board. Landry Poppin to kick the extra point for Rockwall. It's a 6-0 game. On the tee, the kick is up, and the kick is good. It's 7-0 Rockwall. We're just underway from Rockwall. Back on 106.5, the Jack FM in 1 minute. Wow, that was a bold move. They were going to go for it on fourth down from their own 29-yard line. Procedure against Rockwall. That'll bring the punt team on the field. Logan Claiborne will come on to punt it.
I got to tell you, Brent, I think that's an indication of that they're going to take some chances tonight.
Fourth and a yard with 5:26 to go in the first quarter. Rockwall's got a 7-0 lead. Well, I think we'll see him again. Jesse Anderson on fourth down a yard. Let's see if he gets it this time. There he goes this time. He's going into the touchdown.
This time, instead of going on the right side, they went to the left side, counter dive, fullback in front with a good kick out block, and he goes in and into the end zone.
He got it that time. So it's a 7-6 game, and Martin's on to make it a 7-all. 5:04 to go first quarter. 7-6. Rockwall's got a 1-point lead. There's the snap back. Good. The kick is up. And the kick is good. Longview's got it tied at 7-7 with 5:04 to go in the first quarter. We'll be back on 106.5, the Jack FM, in 1 minute. They're going to go in a hurry. They picked the tempo up. Second down and 8. Quarterback keeper, it's Jackson Smith. He's the Wildcat.
He got through a tackle.
He's to the 5, touchdown. Ran right through a tackler. The Wildcat, and Rockwall's on the board again. It's 13-7. 3:06 to go first quarter. That was Smith on the Wildcat. This is going to bring on Landry Poppin to tip this 6 points, a left foot soccer styler. Jackson Smith will hold it. Got it on the tee. The kick is up. Kick is good. It's 14-7. Rockwall, 3:06 to go first quarter. Back on 106.5 The Jack FM in 1 minute. Well, Rockwall's at 14, Longview 7.
8-play, 75-yard drive.
Here's an onside kick. Fumbled it. Longview, Rockwall's got it. Longview fumbled it at the 40-50-yard line.
Well, and that time, number one, you know that they onside kick a lot. But that time, the kick was up in the air, and nobody stepped up to catch it. Just hit the ground, and they fell on it. That's a mistake on the part of special teams for Longview.
First down for Longview at the 19-yard line, so the penalty was holding against Longview. But it was past the line of scrimmage and past the first down marker. So now they go out to the 19-yard line. First down and 10, Longview, from the Rockwall 19. Double tight end set for Longview, I formation. Anderson is the fullback. Play action pass. They got a receiver wide open.
Oh,
did he catch it? Yes, he did. Touchdown. Randall had it, juggled it, and then caught it.
Holy mackerel. He's wide open in the end zone. He hits it in the hands. It bounces up, and he dives and brings it in for the score.
He sure did. I think that was a means of survival.
he's probably thinking what Coach King would say if he didn't get it.
He'd have missed that one. He'd have got to the sideline. Somebody else is taking your spot tonight, buddy. 14-13, extra point to come. Kick is up. And the kick is good. 14-14, 11:31 to go in the half. Back on 106.5 The Jack FM in 1 minute. Well, welcome back, everyone. Rockwall first and goal from Longview's 9-yard line. 14-14 tie with 7:55 to go in the half. Motion back to the formation. Jet sweep. Around the corner. 5-yard line touchdown.
Had a chance, Brent. In the backfield, Robert Pierce is up. He got an arm on him, but he broke the tackle and turned up and got the score.
J.J. Williams with a carry and a touchdown on the jet sweep. So it's 20-14. Rockwall with the lead. Smith will hold it, and the kicker will be Landry Poppin, left foot soccer style. There's on the tee. The kick is up, and the kick is good. 21-14, Rockwall, 7:49 to go in the half. Back on 106.5 The Jack FM in 1 minute. First and 10, Longview to 43. Logan Peters checks in the game at tight end for Longview. And they'll operate with two tight ends and one wide receiver. That's Camden Perry. I formation, Longview. Play action pass. King.
Oop.
It's going to take it upfield for Perry. Caught a diving catch inside the 20-yard line to 15.
Double move out and up. And the defensive back for them just bit on the out. That was Elijah Coleman. And he was wide open. Just the pass was a little long, and he dove and made the catch. Well, if there's a silver lining here, they can't stop us either.
No, that's what I was just thinking about. Second down and 5 for Longview. Anderson is the fullback. I formation, Longview. Still same double tight end set. Anderson, right side he goes, cuts inside. Got near the first down marker at the 6-yard line. Longview has, let's see, was he down? I think he was.
Whoa, they're going to call it a fumble.
They sure are. Whoa, they man. Sure are going to call it a fumble at the 6-yard line.
Wow, and now that's straight dive play. We didn't even see the ball come out, but at the bottom of the pile, Riley Pelver ends up with the football.
Sure did at the 6-yard line, so Longview has turned it over. At the Rockwall 6. This time Rockwall picks up the tempo. Second down and 3. 5:51 to go in the half. Play action pass.
He's
They're
going
go
deep
up
again.
On top. He's got one receiver.
Man, just,
caught.
Just can't.
Jackson Smith caught it.
Just can't cover him, Brent. I'm telling you. That time, he just runs straight by Longview secondary. I mean, if they've got time to get the ball to him,
He's going to catch
it. He's going to go by the secondary. It's just that's all there is to it.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Fourth and two from Longview's seven-yard line. Fourth down and a couple. Here comes the jet sweep to the near side of the field. Longview's there with a tackle. Longview held them on fourth down.
Yeah. That time was interesting because they went to the jet sweep to Jackson Smith, and he never turned up the field, Brent.
No, he didn't.
He just completely ran out of room on this sideline.
To Kieran Buchanan, and Jeffanie Lister made the tackle. So Longview's held them with 3:28 to go in their own seven-yard line.
Haynes King delivered it. Time's down to 107, though, Brent, so we still got two timeouts left.
Spread formation, four wide receivers.
Bad snap.
Over King's head. He's going to have to get it, and he does at the 29-yard line. Oh, my.
That's the problem we had last week, and this one is 5 feet over his head. He can't even jump up and get a hand on it. Rolls back, and we lose 20 yards.
Wow. That killed that drive. Longview's going to let it run out. 21-14. Longview will get the ball to start the second half. I tell you what, this is going to be a tough game to win right now. 21-14 at halftime. Rockwall's going to kick off, and Longview will get it to start the second half and really need to do something with it because this is going to be a pretty crucial quarter right here. Third down and five for Longview at the 17-yard line of Rockwall. Third and five. He dropped that one in perfectly. I thought it was well covered. He got that one perfect. So it's third and five. 10:05 to go here in the third quarter. Wide receivers to both sides. Tight end near side of the field. Motion. Ghost Perry back to the far side. King back to throw. Sets up. Throws this one to Perry. Caught. Touchdown. I think. Yeah, touchdown. Perry caught that one and drove across the line for the touchdown, and he's still down. Now he's going to help. He's still down.
His wrist, I think, Brent.
Oh, man. Well, that's not a player we need to lose. 21-20 Longview, Rockwall, and Perry is still down in the end zone. We'll take a timeout, and we'll be back on 106.5 The Jack FM in 1 minute. Well, the extra point is up and good. Martin's got it through. It's 21-21, and Perry got up and got off the field, so that's also good news. Play action pass. They're going to throw it deep down the field. Got a man caught at the 20, inside the 20 to the 15. Well, Longview's got coverage people down there, but you got to cover him. He was caught down there by Jackson Smith. First down at the Longview 15-yard line. There goes Henry up the middle. Brooks a tackle. Broke another. Touchdown.
Straight up the 15-yard run on first down after the catch, Brent, and he just rambles into the end zone.
Well, Longview can't slow him down. It's 27-21 with 8:59 to go in the third quarter. Extra point to come by Landry Pippen. Poppin with the extra point. It's up. It's good. 28-21 Rockwall. We'll be back on 106.5 The Jack FM in 1 minute. Camden Perry back in the game for Longview. High formation, first down and 10. Play action pass. King's going to go up on top, deep down the field for Kirby.
He caught it.
He caught it. He sure did. What a nice catch that was. It was up in the air. He fell down and caught it when he was falling to the ground. So it's the first down for Longview at the 19-yard line of Rockwall.
It's third goal from the two. And I think Longview would take two shots here. I don't think they would take the field goal.
No, I don't think so either.
Perry one-on-one on the far side, split out.
Double tight end set for Longview. Left side, we are Anderson, touchdown. Or no, it's Caden Meredith. Caden Meredith with a touchdown. 28-27. Caden Meredith got that touchdown.
It's a counter dive, and he just takes it right over the left side into the end zone.
Extra point coming by Martin. It's going to be a 28-27 game. Martin trying to tie it up again. Lampkin to hold it. Ball's down. Martin kicks it up. And it's up and good. 28-28 with 5:35 to go third quarter. We'll be back on 106.5 The Jack FM in 1 minute. Third down and three for Rockwall.
You watch the zone read here. They've run that a few times to Clark. It's been effective on these third and short plays. They're checking off. They've moved Henry around in the backfield. They're going to throw it, going to go deep, and he's open.
He's open. Caught. Touchdown. Holy smokes. Well, they can't cover him like that.
It's just,
that was right on the money.
Yeah, he just it looked like they were going to run the ball. They checked off, and then Jackson Smith just a fly route, and Clark throws the ball right on the money. He's very accurate, and it's Jackson Smith's second TD of the night. He just runs by Longview secondary, Brandon.
He sure
and,
did.
And that's not a criticism.
No.
He's just he's a four-star recruit.
He's just real good, and he just can't cover him. Kick extra point is up and good. 35-28 Rockwall. We'll be back on 106.5 The Jack FM in 1 minute.
I'm telling you, Longview has got to score on every possession.
Yeah, they sure do. They sure do. Line of scrimmage actually is a 17-yard line of Rockwall. First and 10, Longview. 55 seconds to go in the third quarter. Longview trails by seven.
I found him on the bench, and he's got his knee wrapped, Brent.
I formation, play action pass. King's going to be caught behind the line.
Oh, he
got away, broke a tackle. Now he's going to throw this one.
Wow.
Touchdown.
Oh, my goodness.
Holy smokes. He tackled and then found Perry in the end zone for the touchdown.
That was an incredible play by Haynes King.
It sure was.
Pressure. He was hit. He broke free, circled around, and then found the receiver in the end zone.
35-34. That was a big-time play right there.
Was that Perry that caught it?
Yes, it was. Here's the extra point attempt by Martin. Ball's down the tee. The kick is up. And the kick is good. 35-35, a shootout in Rockwall. 28 seconds to go, third quarter, back on 106.5, the Jack FM in 1 minute. Well, that was a heck of a play Haynes King made.
He was trapped well behind the line of scrimmage. He was able to break a tackle, spin free, and then find Perry in the corner and throw the ball on the line for the score. It was a 16-yard pass, and Longview ties the game.
Third and six, Longview needs a stop.
Yeah, they need a stop really badly.
Third and six. Here's a quick pass outside. Incomplete.
They got confused. It's Clark through the inside, and Jackson Smith goes to the outside.
Got the stop, so Claiborne will come on to punt it, and Lister will go back to return it. Yeah, they got confused on their route that time. Claiborne's going to come on to punt it. Longview's going to send Lister back, I think. Claiborne. They're going to throw it. Yes. Incomplete. Longview's got the 45-47-yard line, or eight. They faked a punt on fourth down and threw it incomplete. So Longview's got the ball inside the 50 at the 48-yard line of Rockwall.
And I don't know about that decision.
Anderson's coming out. Who's coming in?
You think that maybe Meredith would be in there, which he is.
He is. High formation.
He's fixing to get the football, too.
Second down and goal. They give it right side to Meredith. Touchdown. That time he went in there with some force. And Longview's got the lead, 41-35, with 9 minutes to go in the game.
It's your first time to lead in this game.
Wow, Longview's first lead of the night. Meredith slammed it home. He runs with a lot of force. 185-pound sophomore. He's going to be something before he's through at Longview High.
Three carries for 12 yards and two touchdowns.
High snap. Martin got it up. And it is good. Man, what a nice job that Javaris Lampkin did by getting that ball up in the air, getting in the air, and then putting it down that tee. 42-35 Longview, 9 minutes to go in the game. We'll be back on 106.5 The Jack FM in 1 minute. Third down and seven. Then, man, this is a big play for Longview's defense. They can just come up with a stop right here. Third and seven. They sprint to the near side of the field. Does Clark. He throws it. It's incomplete. Fourth down.
Well, that's the strangest looking play. I mean, they snapped the ball and nobody on their side moved except the quarterback who rolled to the right and then one of the receivers.
It's fourth down and Rockwall's going to punt it away. This is really a crucial series right here. Third down and nine.
Clock at 4:38. You pick up a first down here.
Pick up a first down right here and you can just about run it out.
It's be close for sure. Just wonder if they take a chance to throw the football.
I don't know. Play clock's down to 10, so they're going to have to hurry to get this play away. King is under center on third down.
Gonna
play
throw
action
it.
Pass. They're going to fire it.
Oh.
Incomplete.
Oh, that was dropped, too.
He had it. It was for Perry at the 18-yard line, and it fell incomplete. So it's going to be fourth down. J.K. Martin was trying to try a 48-yard field goal to give Longview a 10-point lead.
Little wind at his back, so.
Snap, the kick is on its way. It is
missed badly.
No good. Missed badly, wide left. So it's a 7-point game, 42-35, 3:55 to go in the game. Now Rockwall's going to go fast. It's down to 3:46 and running here in the fourth quarter. They trail by 7 points. Clark's going to step back, throw it down the middle of the field. It's intercepted. It's intercepted. Who got it, John?
I think that was Pierce.
It was Pierce. It sure was. Pierce got it. It's intercepted by Longview. Robert Pierce with the interception.
Wow.
Well, that's called going to the well once too often. Pierce made a great interception. He had him covered, and he just got up in the air and got it. Clock now down to 3 minutes. And the play clock's at 9. First and 10. Bootleg, but King's King. He's coming out around the corner. He's to the 50. He's inside the 50 to the 46-yard line of Rockwall.
Great call.
That was a great call right there. First down for Longview and 2:45 to go in the game.
Yeah, he doesn't run the ball much, but when he does it very effectively.
He sure does.
Yep.
Meredith got the first down. Over right tackle. Broke a tackle and got the first down at the 32-yard line. Longview broke a Meredith broke a tackle and got the first down at the 32-yard line of Rockwall. At the line of scrimmage is King. Snaps it. They give it to the right side to Williams. Around the corner he goes. He still fights. Oh, he went out of bounds. Well, they kind of rode him out of bounds, but he still went out of bounds and stopped the clock with a minute and 21 to go.
I'll tell you what I'd do. I'd throw it in the end zone and see if you get a score.
I'd throw one to Perry, I think.
Yeah.
All right, here we go, fourth down. Perry's to the near side. They're going to double hit. No, they're not. Under center. Oh, that's ball game. That's ball game.
Man coverage, and they go out to Camden Perry, and they throw the out route off the bootleg. Perfect throw, perfect catch. Gets it down to 14, 26 seconds. They'll take
that's
a knee and win the game.
Boy, Longview took Rockwall's best shot tonight. And he's going to win this game 42-35. And you know Rockwall has got to be sick to their stomach because they gave it their best shot. Longview's going to take a knee, and they're going to go 1-0 in district play. Longview has beaten Rockwall tonight in an exciting opener for 11-6A. They've beaten them tonight in Rockwall 42-35. We'll be back with more football in the wrap-up in 3 minutes.